Okay, it's always a pleasure to learn together. Big zechus. So we're holding by Adar. So I'd like to go through a piece from this beautiful country of Sifsei Chain. There's Reb Shmuel Kraus Zatzal, who I was speaking to Rabbi Leif. He told me that he knew him. He remembers him when he used to come to Tosh. I believe he was in Los Angeles for a little bit of time. He's a son, I think, is Rosh Hashiva, maybe in Williamsburg. Very, very chosh of a Talmud Chochem. It's a beautiful, his form are amazing. And he has a piece here on one of his hakdamas for Purim. So since we're in the zone, well, we'll learn. Amar Chachamein Uzal. Gemara says in Tainus on Chav Tes, Mishenich Nasadim Arbin Besimcha. When Adar comes, we increase our Simcha. So Yesh Lahavin, the Simcha Mazu Oise. Right? What is the Simcha? Halo Kol Hachag Amoedim Shenisku Al Hanisim Shenas Labosena Vilanu. All of the Yom and Tovim that we have were established because of miracles that happened to us. These are all happy days, right? You know, these are all joyous times for us. Ubefrat, specifically b'shlosh regalim. Think about it. On Pesach, on Sukkot, and Shavuos, the Kosebozehu, it says v'samach b'chagecha, right? You have simcha on your chag, on your Yom Tov. V'im kol ze lo nitzavinu laharbos b'simchoso kol kach ad kedei lasos pe'ulos gedolos to or ha'simcha k'mosh oisim purim. And even though these other Yom Tovim are days of simcha, we don't have special mitzvos that are, you know, designated. Okay, you'll tell me the Gemara in where in Arbei Pesachim that talks about ein simcha el b'basar. We need ein simcha l'yayin. Okay, so we have things like that. But here by Purim, there's such an emphasis on the simcha. V'yosei is polished bechol ha'moedim. With all the other Yom Tovim that we have on the day of Pesach, on the days of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot, it's the day itself. It's an entire month of Simcha. It's brought down the Jid cover that he didn't say Tachan on the entire month of Adar. That's not necessarily what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but there's a Simcha that pervades, that permeates the entire month. So, Ach Yedua Misfarma Kadoshim, it's known throughout Misfarma Kadoshim, Shekemoshe Yaakov Esav, Chelko Atzav Benachla Bez Olamos, just like Yaakov and Esav divided up Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, this world is for Esav, and we get Olam Haba. So, Kacha, so too, Chelko Atzman Gam Bechodsh Hashana, they also divided up the months of the year. Six went to Esav and six went to Yaakov. Yaakov inu zocha begimel chadoshim harishonim shel kayitz. So Yaakov was zoiche to the first 3 months of the summertime, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Kenegdan, and corresponding to these 3 months, Natol, Esav gimel chadoshim haachronim. He took the last 3 months of the summertime, Tammuz, Av, Elo. Va'achakach, and after that happened, after they split the months, 3 and 3, Natol Yaakov gimel chadoshim harishonim shel yimei achorif. Then Yaakov took the first 3 months of Chorif Zman, of winter, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev. Kenegdan, then corresponding to that, Natal Esav Gimel Chadashim Achronim, Teves Shvat Adar. So the months have been divided half and half. Achashir Nolad Yaakov, but after Yaakov was born, Omar HaKosav, V'yada Ochezes Be'ekiv Esav, his hand was holding on to the heel of Esav. Right? In Parshas told us, she taketh umiyad hotzias achodesh elu miyadu shel Esav. So the deeper meaning behind this is that Yaakov took away the month of Elul from Esav. Because again, the way that the months were divided, 6 and 6, that month Elul really belonged to Esav, and Yaakov took it. Why? B'chdeshiye Yisrael chodesh achas Chenes the Teshuva b'fnei bo Yom Hadin Hagadol, so that we should have a month of preparation before the Yom Hadin of Rosh Hashanah. So we took Yaakov took back Elul from Esav. L'chein nisaknu moed Hashem rak b'chodesh Tishrei. I'm sorry, Chodesh Hashanah. I'm sorry, they're wrong. B'chodesh Hashanah Hashayichim lechelko shel Yaakov. That's why the Yomim Tovim fall out in those months that are within the chelik of Yaakov. Makes a lot of sense. Pesach is Benisan, okay? Pesach Sheni Be'iyar, Shavuos Be'Sivan. These are all the months that were Yaakov's, and then we have holidays in these months. Yom HaNeroim, Chag HaSukkos, B'Tishrei, right? These are these. Chanukah is B'Kislev. These are all the months in. Ki Be'elu HaChadoshim Yish Hatzola Hashpos Gedolos LeYisrael. Because of the tremendous bounty and blessing and bracha that comes into the world for the Klal Yisrael. Nimsa de Chodesh Adar Haisa de Chelko Shel Esav. So what emerges from this, explains Ray Kraus, is that the month of Adar really belonged originally to Esav. V'chein Omer Chazal, as the Gemara says, de Kevin Shenafel Pur b'Chodesh Adar, when Haman the ancestor, I'm sorry, the descendant, I meant, is of Esav, is casting his lots, and it falls out in Adar. Samach smeich gedol. He had simcha gedol. He was so happy. So happy. Why? Omanofali pur beyerach shemes bo Moshe. Wow. I got the lucky lottery that it fell out in the month where Moshe died. Not that Moshe physically died, of course it happens on Zion Adar, but the koach of Moshe, which is das, which is the ability to mechaber oneself, that ended in the month of Adar. So that's why Haman was so happy because he got a month which belonged to Esav. Ach, ayyadeh tefilos vateshuva mesiris nefesh al Mordechai ve'Esther. Through the davening, through the tefila and the mesiris nefesh of Mordechai and Esther, zoch li Yeshua kefula. They were zoche to this tremendous Yeshua, what's called the midas of Rav Chesed. That he explains over here that the idea of Rav Chesed is something that's beyond that you wouldn't even think to give. A Chesed is something that, you know, it's a Havamin, I can help you out, I would think to it, but Rav Chesed, that's even beyond what I've even comprehend, what I would have thought of my own to give to somebody, that's this Indian of Rav Chesed. Shlo dai, shlo yochlu hasitra achro lishlot al koach hakadusha bizman menim shosom. Ela gam zochu Mordechai v'Esther l'hotzi es kol hazman shel chodesh Adar mitachas memshelis hasar shel Esav l'havia tachas memshelis koach hakadusha chelkel shel Yaakov. That what Mordechai and Esther were able to do in the month of Adar v'nahapachu was to take it away from Esav and to bring it back to the reshus, the possession, the connection of Yaakov Avinu. Kemo shenase l'mala simcha kafula, and just like a tremendous doubled over joy was happened, kenase gam lemato. And when that simcha was happening in Shemayim, that simcha downstairs in this world happened b'shushan habira smecha kaful. It was a double measure of joy. Shlo dai shlo shaltu harishonehim shal hayehudim. It wasn't enough that just our enemies were not able to carry out their nefarious plans against us. That itself would have been a cause for a holiday. El od nehapachu. But it switched. It was converted. It went back. What? Sheshalta Yehudim al sone Hashem v'hargu es Amalekim. That we ruled over our enemies and we killed out the Amalekim, the descendants of Esav. Moshe Kosov v'Megillah v'Nahapachu asher yishlutu al Yehudim haimai v'soneihim. Dichsiv v'yisar hamelech es tabato asher hevir mihamon v'yitnu l'Mordechai. The ring that went from Haman gave to Mordechai. Hasim Esther as Mordechai based Haman, and Esther placed Mordechai over the house of Haman. It went from one extreme to the other, to having a complete chas v'shalom, an annihilation of the Jewish people, to us taking over and theirs. The way we say thank you to Hashem for this doubled over miracle, to show this whole month has been changed. That's why there's a special simcha that we find, which is not present by the other holidays, but it's the whole month is one of simcha. That to do actions that bring this out. That's the greatest nekama that we have when we take the enemy's possessions and use them for ourselves. When we take that month that was supposed to belong to Esav and we use it for ourselves. Zecher hanes hakoful shenase lemata shaltu hayehudim sonehem, that we ruled over them. Nohagim lehis chapesh lishanos amalvushim beis sudas purim. That's why we change our clothing when we eat the Purim Seuda. Ki aide hashtanos dovril hepucho, by the way of changing things to its opposites, nishavav nizgadol inyan hasimcha. That's what joy is, you know. I think Rabbi Akiva Tatz points this out, that the concept of simcha, of joy, of laughter, is when you have the juxtaposition of opposites. A good joke, you're setting up, you think one thing is going to happen, and something totally different happens, and it's funny, you know. And when a person who's dignified, and they slip on a banana peel, so you weren't expecting that. It's, I'm not saying it's the best type of humor there is, but it's that opposite, because you're expecting something so royal and so profound to happen, and then, you know, when it's not, it's a late sonus, it brings a person to a smirk.
to a laughter. Al derech mashal mishemishan begadav haruim lo tamid lefi erka v'loivish begadav macherim asher ein darka bekach.
Person who you don't expect to see them. You know, you normally see the person wearing a three-piece suit, and he shows up, you know, wearing a boxing outfit or a football jersey or something like that. It's totally on his derech. You never do anything like that. It makes a laughter for everything like that. And that's the depth behind the month of Adar and Mishin Nichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. That we find ourselves in a month where the things that were supposed to go so terribly wrong for the Klal Yisrael changed, and it ended up being a wonderful month of Yeshua and Hashpa and Bracha for all of Klal Yisrael. So these are some of the things to think about and to bring us to a cause of Simcha as we remind ourselves of the wonderful, auspicious time that we find ourselves in right now. Wishing everybody a Freilichin Purim.